Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 29, Pure Love for Krishna, Part 2. Such transcendental relationships with the Supreme Lord cannot be manufactured by the mental concoctions of pseudo-devotees. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami has stated, Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Pancharatra, Vidhing Vina, Aikantaki, Harer, Bhaktir, Utpatayaiva, Kalpate. Devotional service, which makes no reference to Vedic scriptures or Vedic literatures, and which does not follow the principles set forth therein, can never be approved. Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj has also remarked that professional spiritual masters, professional Bhagavatam reciters, professional kirtan performers, and those engaged in self-concocted devotional service also cannot be accepted. In India, there are various professional communities known as Aula, Baula, Karta Bhaja, Neda, Daravesha, Snai, Atibadi, Chudhadhari, and Gauranga Nagari. A member of the Ventor Goswami Society, or the caste called Goswami, also cannot be accepted as a descendant of the six original Goswamis of Vrindavan. Nor can so-called devotees who manufacture songs about Lord Chaitanya, nor those who are professional priests or paid reciters, can be accepted. One who does not follow the principles of Pancharatra, or one who is an impersonalist, or one addicted to sex life, cannot be compared with those who have actually dedicated their lives to the service of Krishna. The pure devotee, who is always engaged in Krishna consciousness, can sacrifice everything for the service of the Lord. And one who has dedicated his or her life to the service of Lord Chaitanya, Krishna, and the spiritual master, or a person who is following the principles of householder life, as well as one following the principles of the renounced life in the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is a bona fide devotee. And so, the devotee cannot be compared to the professional man. So when one is freed from all material contaminations, any one of the relationships with Krishna is transcendentally relishable. Unfortunately, those who are inexperienced in the transcendental science cannot appreciate the different relationships with the Supreme Lord. For such unfortunate persons think that all such relationships arise from Maya. The Chaitanya Charitamrita states that earth, water, fire, air, and ether, the five gross elements, are developed from subtle forms to grosser forms. For example, sound is found in ether, but in air there is sound and touch. When fire is added, then there is sound, touch, and form as well. When water is added, there is sound, touch, form, and taste. And finally, when earth is added, there is sound, touch, form, taste, and smell. So just as various characteristics develop in the progression from ether down to earth, so, the five characteristics of devotion develop, and all are found in the relationship of conjugal love. Thus, the relationship with Krishna in conjugal love is accepted as the highest perfectional stage of love of God. As stated in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Mayi bhaktir hi bhutanam amritatvaya kalpate. Dishkya yad asin mat sneho bhavati nang mad apanaha. Devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the life of every living entity. Indeed, Krishna informed the damsels of Braja that their love for him was the only cause of their achieving his association. It is said that Lord Krishna, in relation with his devotees, accepts all kinds of devotional service according to the aptitude of the particular devotee. In this way, Krishna reciprocates to the devotee's needs. If one wants a relationship with Krishna as master and servant, then Krishna plays the part of the perfect master. For one who wants Krishna as a son in the parental relationship, Krishna plays the part of the perfect son. Similarly, if a devotee wants to worship Krishna in conjugal love, Krishna plays the part of a husband or paramour perfectly. However, Krishna himself has admitted that his loving relationship with the damsels of Braja in conjugal love is the highest perfectional stage. In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna tells the gopis, Na paraye hung niravadya samyujang svasadhu krityang vibhudayushapivaha yamabhajan durjaya geha shrinkala sangrishya tadva pratiyatu saduna. O my dear gopis, your relationship with me is completely transcendental, and it is not possible for me to offer anything in exchange for your love, even after many births. You have been able to give up all attachment for material enjoyment, and you have searched after me. So, since I am unable to repay your love, you will have to be pleased with your own activities. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj has remarked that there is a class of common men who claim that anyone and everyone can worship the Supreme Lord according to his or her own invented mode of worship and still attain the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They claim that one can approach the Supreme Lord either through fruitive activities, speculative knowledge, meditation, or austerity, and that any one of these methods will succeed. They also claim that one can accept many different paths and still reach the same place. And they also maintain that the Supreme Absolute Truth may be worshipped either as Goddess Kali or Goddess Durga, or Lord Shiva, Ganesh, Ram, Hari, or even Lord Brahma. In short, they maintain that it does not matter how the Absolute Truth is addressed, for all names are one and the same. They give the example of a man who has many names. If he is called by any of those names, he will answer. Such views may be very pleasing to an ordinary person, but they are full of misconceptions. One who worships demigods, motivated by material lust, cannot attain the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For if one worships the demigods, the external energy of the Lord can award some results. But this is not to say that one can attain the Supreme Lord by such worship. Indeed, such worship is discouraged in Bhagavad Gita by Krishna himself. Antavat tu phalang te sham, tad bhavati upa medasam, devan deva yajo yanti, mad bhakta yanti mam api. Men of small intelligence worship demigods, and their fruits are limited and temporary. Those who worship demigods go to the planets of the demigods, but my devotees ultimately reach my supreme planet. Thus the Supreme Lord awards the benediction of His association only to those who worship Him and not to those who worship demigods. And so it is not a fact that everyone and anyone can reach the Supreme Personality of Godhead by worshiping material demigods. It is therefore surprising that a man can imagine that he will become perfect by worshiping demigods. The results of devotional service rendered in full Krishna consciousness cannot be compared to the results of demigod worship or fruitive activity or mental speculation. By the results of fruitive activities, one can either go to the heavenly planets or the hellish ones. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 29, Pure Love for Krishna, Part 2. Recorded September 20, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.